Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Just got done having a great conversation with our friend Jamie Lisso, who was in studio with us and had a lot of fun. Actor and comedian, Gutfeld regular, and his show is almost sold out, but it is totally worth the time to schedule into your Saturday evening. They got a 9 p.m. show that isn't sold out yet, and I highly recommend you go check it out. Tickets available at stlfunnybone.com. Go see Jamie Lisso. Let him know if you go that you heard about it on the Annie Fry Show, and we love partnering with him, so it's good to have him in here. We're going to get to what I missed during the week here in just a second. Brad's going to walk us through everything that I didn't get to throughout the course of the week. But I want to remind you right now that we have a YouTube poll up today, and it's kind of an interesting question, I suppose. It just depends on how you want to infer the question, but it's very simple. Who's funnier, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Ryan, do you have a convicted position on this?
Yeah, actually, since you put it that way, very, very, very convicted, because when I laugh at Joe Biden, which is more often, that's the thing. I laugh at Joe Biden more often. I am convicted by it because I feel bad when I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't vote for Biden in this because comedy is supposed to make you feel good. Even though I'm laughing, I'm like, oh gosh, it's uncomfortable. Trump actually genuinely makes me laugh every now and then.
Do you think Trump is funny?
Yeah, he's got a shtick and it's not his primary focus. If it was, I think he could do it more. But yeah, he's funny.
What do you think, Brad?
I'm kind of with Ryan on this one. I think Joe Biden makes me laugh a lot more often. But I feel bad. I don't feel bad for him because this is a decision he made. He put himself out there. This is something he did to himself. But I do feel bad for the country because, like, when people are laughing at Joe Biden, it's not just Americans. It's other countries that are laughing at Joe Biden. And that bothers me because then now they're laughing at our country. And I think Donald Trump's funny. I think he has a way of taking some of the things that everybody says are like real complicated or nuanced issues and boiling them down and making them sound as ridiculous as they are. So stuff like whenever he was doing the thing about the shower head and how he likes to have a beautiful lather on his hair and stuff like that.
He uses the word beautiful a lot.
Yeah.
It's like a go-to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Joe Biden is funny. I don't think that his ridiculousness is funny. I think it's sad. It makes me mad. I'm shocked at some of the things that he does and is continued to be allowed to do. I mean, he's handled in every situation he's in. But I think it's an interesting question to reflect on these two guys as candidates, because generally speaking, I mean, especially when it comes to women, when women are looking for a partner, one of the first things they'll say is he makes me laugh. Like, that's an important mm-hmm. part of liking somebody in any capacity. Your friends, you laugh with your friends. It's easier to relate to somebody if they make you laugh, if you have common interests where you can find humor in the same things. That entire, the personality of Joe Biden doesn't have a personality anymore. He's a president of the United States. He embodies the office that he has been elected to serve in. But he has no personality. There's no instance where Joe Biden comes up to a microphone or a podium or a group of people and isn't managed. There's no personality, like who Joe Biden is, who he might have been before. I mean, just ask Barack Obama. Don't ever underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F it up. That's what Barack Obama, who mm-hmm. chose him to be the vice president, said about him. I mean, he would say things flippantly. He certainly had a personality then, but now he's completely managed. He is a mouthpiece for whomever is writing the words that the mouth needs to say. And watching him do these silly things is so incredibly sad to me. Like, can you think of a joke that Joe Biden has made? A joke. An intentional funny thing that Joe Biden tried to do.
Well, he's used it a lot, but he's used it so much that it's kind of what you're saying. Like, it's probably an echo of when he used to make the joke. It's when he looks up at any balcony. He goes, "Don't jump." It's like his go-to joke, and he still does it.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like that's a joke.
I think he's trying to tell them something funny, and it doesn't land anymore. I don't know that it ever really was a great joke, but he still does that. That's his thing.
Yeah, I can't.
I've never really thought of it as comedy. I usually think it's kind of mean.
I've never really heard a good joke from him. I mean, maybe like, "I'm Joe Biden, I'm Jill Biden's husband," something like that. But
yeah, that could be considered personable.
But you've said it, Brad, I think, has said this multiple times, even off air in conversations we've had, that it's like he is a shell of a person who used to be a politician. And so he had that personable characteristic, but it's all kind of, it's wilted away.
It's just what's left.
And what's left is that sort of outward shell of what he used to be.
It is ironic that Doug's comment is perfectly on point here. He constantly tells us, not a joke.
Yeah, that's true.
And we've said this many times when he said that here on the show before. It's like, nobody thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
It seems silly. All right, Brad, let's get to what I missed on the weekend.
What did I miss?
I have a couple cuts here for you. And the first one I want to go with, Annie, is cut number 11. I have a dark horse presidential / VP candidate for you guys. And let's see if you guys...
Well, you know something? We need somebody in there that's got some common sense. You know what I'm saying? So if you need a president or a vice president, I'll volunteer and take this country over. And I'll rule with an iron fist, a flat tax, nothing but common sense. I know right from wrong, brother.
Hulk Hogan just volunteered to take the country over.
I realized it when he said brother. I didn't know who it was until the very end. Wow. I'm glad he's here. He's still out there.
Oh, he's out there. He recently converted to Christianity, got baptized, whole thing. Yeah. He's got a little surf shop down in Florida, and I always see videos of him, and this little kid comes in, does an impression of him, and they talk back and forth, and they do the whole wrestling thing, and it is amazing. So I found that clip funny. What do you think?
Well, the one thing he said in there that I'm like, I'll vote for you, flat tax.
Flat tax.
I'm with you, Mr. Hogan.
The most fair share tax out there is a flat tax.
The one issue, if I became a single issue voter, I think it would be on outlawing fundraising texts to my phone.
Okay.
Like Hillary I'm voting Clinton, for you too. You want to get rid of that? Let's go.
I got one here that's local, cut number 21. Cori Bush did an interview.
You're a pastor.
Yes.
You write about healing through faith. At one point, you came across a woman with, quote, several visible tumors on her torso. Tell me what happened.
So at that time, I, along with a group of friends, we would go out on the street and just meet with people and pray with people and offer them food. And this lady came to us and she had these tumors. I mean, she wanted us to like feel them. And I just remember I put my hand on her and my hand just began to move. And the lumps that were there were no longer there. And she was so happy and she like went on about her day. And I never saw her again.
So you think the tumors disappeared?
I do. And this woman was unhoused. She's someone who, you know, had been sleeping in the shelters and sleeping on the street.
Man, I listened to this, and I cannot imagine another politician saying this sort of thing. Ryan, I don't know where you are at. Nanny, I don't know where you're at on faith healing. I believe that God can interdict in miraculous ways. But most of the people that I talk to about this, it's never like what she was talking about there, where I just laid hands on them and I prayed on them and then it went away.
I can tell you exactly where I am on this particular issue. Cori Bush, no longer in Congress, does nothing but street ministry. I am fine with that. If she wants to do more praying for people and here in St. Louis, if they're getting healed, she should be doing that.
You know, if she were in street ministry, she'd probably be doing more for the city of St. Louis than she did as a congressperson.
Do you want to hear the other clip?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's part two.
If I can speak a prayer and I can believe what I believe and you believe that this will help you, then why not offer that to people? Because I know prayer has helped me.
As a trained nurse, you're a member of the medical community. How do you think about those spiritual healings versus medical healings?
Yeah, spiritual healing is a part of what you believe, you know, and the medical healing is a similar thing, because I'm going to believe that this treatment that this doctor is giving me is going to help me in my situation. And so as the nurse, I am following the doctor's instructions and giving them whatever the doctor says that they should have. And also for those patients that would say, would you also pray with me? You know, I would pray with them. And so it's the same thing that I would do on the street.
What do you say to people who are likely to disbelieve that story?
You know, they're not the woman that had the tumors.
This is, I don't know, I just find this whole conversation, this whole thing bizarre. There are times whenever you want to, like, and I'm speaking as a pastor now, there are times when God interacts with people and interacts with you in a big way. And you know, hey, this is something that I should share with everybody. But then there are other times where, like, you know you can't tell this story because if you tell this story, nobody will believe you anyway. And really, this is one of the things that God did, and this was between you and God. The thing to me is I feel like if this actually happened, and my doubts on the veracity of this story aren't my doubts on God's ability to do this. My doubts in the veracity of this story are my doubts in Cori Bush as an honest person. I don't trust her to tell the truth in something like this. But there are times where God, who is a big God, who has a big story to tell, is also a personal God, and he has a story to tell you and a lesson to teach you. I think there are moments that you are supposed to treasure in your heart and that you're not supposed to share those things. Those are from God to you personally. I just am blown away that somebody from Congress did this. And the other thing that was weird about this to me was how nonchalantly the interviewer followed up on that question. I mean, I feel like if somebody else were doing that, say, I don't know, let's say Byron Donald said the same thing, would the questions have been asked the same way?
I just think that if healing is taking place, is the glory to God or is the glory to Cori Bush? And my question would be for everybody to assess that situation and find out where that glory was being placed.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I to judge if she did it or if she didn't?
Yeah, exactly. It's impossible to validate or deny. She has no idea where the person went, who the person was. So it's just tough to, as a news person, it's tough to sort of follow up on.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up here. And when we come back, we're going to do a little Ask Us Anything on the show. If you've got questions for us, go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment and tell us or ask us whatever you want to ask us. And we'll work your questions into the segment when we come back. I've got some good ones here and Brad and Ryan do as well. So if you want to know a little bit more about us, now's your chance to find out. Andy Fry YouTube channel. You can vote in today's YouTube live chat poll as well. Who's funnier, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Let us know who you think and if you want to, why, in the comments. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. It's time for Ask Us Anything. Give us your questions on the...
You have to ask me nicely.
Don't make me beg here.
Ask me anything.
Tell me the truth!
Give us your questions on the Andy Fry YouTube channel. If you have them, we would be happy to include them in the segment. The first one I'm going to ask you guys is... I don't know anything about TikTok. Should the Andy Fry Show be on TikTok? I'm not going to put it on my phone. I'm not going to use the app. I'm not going to interact with it. Like, don't come on TikTok to talk to me. Can we just be on TikTok by uploading videos from our work computers and be done with it?
Yeah. You answered all the questions I was going to ask, which is it going to be on your phone? Is it going to be here and there? I think the answer is yes, from work computers. Maybe we go to the public library and upload our videos there. I think all of that would be fine.
We can upload it from the computers here.
Yeah, we can do that.
Right? That's what everybody else is doing in this building.
Yeah. It's not as if you're
there. We're the weirdos
protecting it.
You know, outside of our realm of political understanding, we're the only people who are like, I don't have TikTok on my phone. Like, I don't have TikTok on my phone. I don't look at TikTok. I know that makes me a Martian. I'm okay with it. But I'm also thinking, you know, ever since Trump went on TikTok and everything, and we have had this conversation many times as we have discussed how much of an influence TikTok can be to people who get their news from TikTok. Should we be an option there?
It's really the same answer as early voting. No, we don't want early voting to last 3 months. But until you can change it back to be more secure, you have to play by the rules that are given. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to reach people, you kind of do. You can you know, fence it in a little bit.
Jackie says, how about Rumble? We are on Rumble right now. Hi, Rumble. Go follow us on Rumble. White Eagle says, no, oh no, Annie, don't go to TikTok. I'm not really going to go there, but the videos that the show makes and we put up on our YouTube shorts, we put them up on Facebook, maybe on Instagram, I'm not sure, my Twitter account, they're there. It would just be a secondary or like a fifth upload or something.
And don't you want the people there to see that kind of content? I would.
I feel like I do. I don't know. I've just been thinking about it lately. Like, it's not going to be a place to come talk to me. It's not going to be a place for me to interact with you. You can interact with one another. I know a lot of people listening right now are definitely looking at TikTok, even though they understand. But I think once you have used TikTok, if you were using TikTok before you understood all the challenges about TikTok, you probably just thought, well, it's too late. They know what they're in.
Yeah, I thought the same thing about it. With TikTok, I have been really diligent and careful. I've never downloaded it on my phone, never had it. But at the same time, I'm downloading a random game from who knows where. Like, TikTok is the only thing China is using to spy on Americans. There could be so many other apps that they're using. And I have no idea what I'm downloading half the time when I download a random app or game.
I will add that Rumble, we stream there every day. So you can watch us and follow us there on Rumble. The platform that we used to stream doesn't integrate comments from Rumble, so we don't see them the way we see everything from YouTube. We quit streaming to Facebook because the Facebook algorithm, really since COVID, hates me, and it never really gave us another chance. Like, I've had, since we stopped streaming on Facebook, there, I feel really bad about it because there are like three people who are like, I used to watch you every day on Facebook. Where'd you go? And in an effort to try to reach more people with Facebook as to not stream for 3 hours every day, I'm just doing some calculations. Some people don't want to watch on YouTube. I understand it. The majority of the conversation and the poll and everything is going to be on YouTube. I've been toying with it, the TikTok thing. You're for it?
I'm for it. I'm a thumbs up on it. As long as you're doing it from a work computer.
I'm not going to do it. Brad's going to do it. Yeah. I mean, he's the one who's uploading all this stuff anyway. Yeah. And I mean, honestly, we would just create an account wherever that happens, and then you connect it to the platform and it would just send it there also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'd be like a really easy thing to do to add in, and I don't know why we wouldn't want to reach the people that we want to reach.
We could be huge on TikTok and I will never know.
We would never know it.
That'd be fine. Yeah, we're completely unaware. Making content every day that goes on TikTok and we have no idea how many people are following us.
Well, I mean, we're making the content every day anyway. Yeah. So to me, it seems like, as long as I'm not turning myself over to him personally, I don't know why not. You got a question?
I do. What is a food that you used to hate, either when you were a kid or when you were younger, that you now like?
Oh, man. I don't know. What's yours?
Mine is, reluctantly, pickled beets.
What a nerd.
I know. I really do like them. I had to kind of come to terms with this because as a child, that's one that you are definitely in the never eat camp. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, darn, those are pretty good. I like pickled beets. I'm gonna say it openly now.
Do you feel better? Do you feel free?
I feel more like I can eat them, like, not hiding.
You feel?
Yeah, because usually when I eat them, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom with this jar real quick. Don't mind me. And I'm really eating pickled beets.
Yeah, it's way less weird now.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm just gonna kind of eat them, you know, with the bathroom door open.
Gosh. The best thing that I could come up with is like tomatoes in salads, on sandwiches, stuff like that. I used to hate tomatoes. Didn't like anything about them. But now I almost won't eat a salad or a sandwich without a tomato slice on it.
I have to ask my husband. I don't
know.
Yeah? Well, he cooks. And I have definitely, as I've come into my own commanding adulthood, stop pretending or trying to like or eat things that I didn't want to eat or enjoy. I am 100% a textual eater. The taste is not as important as to how it feels. And so I think I've gotten a lot more picky. I'll think about this one for the rest of the show and let you know if I come up with anything, but I don't know if there is one.
Okay.
I'll have to ask my husband. Got a question?
Yeah. So my question I came up with today was, and it happened as I was working at my computer, what is your favorite thing about working in radio?
Oh, boy. What's yours?
So for me, a great example would be, like, Jamie Lissa was just in studio. It's the experiences that you get, that you have access to, that you wouldn't normally have access to. And it's not like, haha, I get to do this. It's like, holy cow, I get to do this. I mean, I was on the tarmac with the Blue Angels. I got to speak to a Blue Angels pilot, got to speak to the crew chief, and then I was yards away from it as it took off. And it's all because I work in radio. So it's the experiences for me, the stuff that I wouldn't ordinarily get to experience that is the best part.
For me, it's Trisha. She's beautiful. She's pregnant. She's glowing.
In that order.
She's just so many things.
Why are you reading your notes?
And I just want to make sure I get this right.
This is what she gave me.
Has done a great job in her position as
exceptional
program director or whatever she is. And I just want to point that out publicly, that she is one of my favorite parts of radio. Now, that sounded weird too, didn't it? Let me just say that she is the best. Period.
What else did you do wrong?
Everything that I've done wrong to Trisha was right here in this seat.
Okay.
For the last three days.
I've been here for all of it.
Yeah.
That was well done.
Thank you.
Man, my favorite thing about radio is, or at least, I don't know, my job is, if I think about something or if I want to discuss something, I just can. It is really weird every once in a while to be like, I have to have a 3-hour conversation every day. That's my job. Now, I have to know a lot about a lot of things. And I have to be paying attention to what's going on in the news and all of that. So I do have to be connected quite a bit. But we work really hard on this show to not make everything super intense all of the time, so we can have some really wild conversations that can end up being incredibly funny. And it's not stuff that you can prepare. Like, the funniest things we do are in the moment, spontaneous conversations that materialize out of something usually not going the way it was intended.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I go on vacation for a long time, something will happen and I like need to share it with people. And my family's like, no, mom, we're not interested.
Yeah.
I don't try. I just keep it to myself.
I had a hiatus between my last radio job and this one. It was about 3 or 4 years long, maybe 5. And I remember when I left that job in the first month or so, you get to the point where you're logging things for the air in your brain, because life is just show content.
I have a notepad on my phone, and it's just like, it wouldn't make sense to any of you, but I would see that and I would be able to go into a conversation.
Exactly. And I remember standing at my sink about a month after I left that radio job and thinking, oh, I need to write down my thoughts about coffee beans or something random. And I'm like, no, Ryan. Nobody cares.
No.
Nobody cares about your thoughts anymore.
But sometimes in like a situation like this, you could bring up those thoughts, or I could bring up those thoughts. And if nobody cares, you guys will break me over the coals for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll still be fun for people to listen
exactly.
to.
So exactly.
It's like, if you have good checks on the conversation, and I mean, people can relate to what we are talking about, or, you know, if they tune in and they want to know, you know, did the Supreme Court rule on Donald Trump's immunity, presidential immunity? Not today. If they did, we'd be talking about it. There are a lot of news stories that are going on right now that are huge news stories, and I could be talking to you about them right now. But it's also Friday afternoon, and your heart and your soul can only carry so much of that burden all the time. And I just think it's important to balance. And we get to, like, folks, I cannot stress enough. Nobody tells me what to do on the show. Nobody says what I have to do. Nobody says what I can't do. Nobody says what I'm allowed to speak about. Nobody says what I can't speak about. It is completely up to us what we do on a given day. And so we know that sometimes we come in here and we just hit an absolute grand slam with the show. Like, you walk away and you're like, that was a really fun or really great show or really great interview. And there are other days where we're like, let's just forget that happened. Let's just pretend that none of that happened and try again tomorrow. And when you do it 5 days a week, that's the nature of the biz. So it's fun. You get to try new things. It's up to me. I know that there's a lot of allegations out there that we're controlled or told what we can or can't do. And I just got to tell you, if somebody's trying to make you believe that about me, if you've trusted me to come on this show, I mean, I've been doing this since 2018, so that's 6 years. I did it for 2 years on a weekend before that. And I was put in this seat and trusted to come to you and give you a show every day where you could listen to me, be entertained by me. And I hope, trust me, to do my job and to be honest and genuine. You think that's going to change now? If someone's trying to make you think it is, I promise you, they're selling you something. Think about that. I got a question, and I was going to ask this question of you guys, but instead I'm going to flip it, and we're going to do this to each other. Isn't that fun?
Maybe.
No comment until I hear it.
Yeah.
If you were sold as an action figure, what would your two accessories be? So, what would Brad's two accessories be?
Oh okay.
And then you can tell Ryan, you guys can say mine.
Okay, so Brad's two accessories would be... do I have to have a reason? Because I think that there would
you
just be things...
You can say whatever you want to say. I'm going to ask follow-ups.
Okay. He would have a copter hat.
A copter hat? Like, like a beanie with a...
No. Not like one of those little kid copters. Like a legit Inspector Gadget copter hat.
Like they could fly him?
Yeah, they could fly him.
Where's he got to go?
I don't know. Quickly. But he could get there real fast. and the second one... would be probably like just a huge gun.
So he could kill people.
Mm-hmm. So he could defeat his enemies.
Bad guys.
Yeah. So that's what I think about Brad.
A copter hat and a Tommy gun.
Yeah. And he could fire from above if he wanted to. It'd be a pretty awesome little action figure there. The Brad. He's got huge range. Because of the copter hat.
Yeah, obviously.
Right? Okay. And who do you have to do?
I was going to say that Brad would have like a watch that would tell the time, but also do a bunch of other tricks. Because he's a manager of time to the second.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
But the watch, you'd be able to push buttons and like teleport and all that stuff.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, it could have buttons and you could make those things do whatever you wanted it to be.
Button and it would have a helicopter hat.
That could make you live. You push a button and go, what else would Brad have? I think gun's probably pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Or
a big gun.
A lightsaber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take all of that.
Yeah.
All of it.
Done. Let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll do Ryan's and mine. And maybe there might be some suggestions from the YouTube about if we were action figures, what would our two accessories be? Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote in the YouTube poll. Who's funnier, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? And let us know. You can weigh in on this. Let's take a quick break. We're Annie Fry Show right after this. Doing a little extended Ask Us Anything here. And we were talking about if we were action figures, what would our accessories be? And you said that Brad's would be, Ryan, what?
A copter hat
mm-hmm.
that would allow him to fly like Inspector Gadget, and a huge gun. And that he would be tough with those two things. Although I guess you could fire back at him.
Does it need to be a huge gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Joker's gun from the original Batman movie?
I was thinking more Men in Black, Will Smith.
Oh,
yeah, that'd be fine.
The noisy cricket.
I'm picturing one you ripped off of a tank with your bare hands. Like, it's enormous, and you should not be able to carry it, but somehow you do.
How about Ryan's accessories? I'm wondering what your action would be.
So,
how about some, like, jelly bean bullets? You could just, like, laser beam jelly beans at people. It's got to be, like, some
sort
of
hurt people,
candy assault. Sweet and spicy.
It's sweet because it's jelly beans?
He wears a robe. I mean, your special skill has to be making people disappear by making them uncomfortable. So a robe and jelly beans. And a big
shady fan. Is walking up to strangers on the street, maybe hanging outside of a nightclub, walking up to them with my hands on my robe and saying, hey, do you guys want to see my jelly bean gun?
No, I didn't say you had a gun.
And then,
there's no gun.
Somehow they're firing somehow. How are these things firing?
Have you ever fired a gun before?
Have you ever fired a jelly bean gun before?
That's a no. Yours is a no.
I just want to know the logistics of getting the jelly beans.
That's a hard no.
Somewhere fast. Like, am I just throwing them at people?
Yeah.
So pristine. I'm walking up to people in a robe telling them if if they don't disappear quickly, I'm going to throw my jelly beans at them.
You got a better idea?
I don't really know what I've accomplished.
But it's like Jelly Bellies, where they taste like all kinds of things. Like some of them taste like strawberries, some of them taste like boogers.
So my ultimate goal, though, is to make people go away.
Yeah. Dude, okay. That could be helpful.
Okay.
All right. You got a better idea?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a better idea. But I think Ryan would have like Batman's utility belt, except his would be a fanny pack. And it would just have whatever he needed at that moment, at that time.
Like a Tootles?
Yeah,
a pouch?
He'd just unzip it and just...
the pouch?
Whatever
he
needs.
So I'm picturing more like a carrot top bag where he's got all these crazy accessories.
Maybe.
Like he's pulling out an arrow that you put on your head. Yeah. And you're like, hey.
Yeah, everything that you need at that time. And then the other thing that you
I think what you pull out is the opposite of what you need.
Okay.
It's like... The other thing that I think Ryan's character would have, or his action figure would have, isn't necessarily an accessory, but it's like one of those built-in like karate chop action types of things. Except when you press the button on Ryan, he would do a goofy dance.
There you go, and make people go away.
So my pouch, so it has lots of stuff in it, but never anything that's useful in the moment. So like if somebody's putting up a tent, they're like, oh man, I wish I would have brought my tent stakes. I'm like, oh, let me reach in here. Yeah. And I pull out a cigarette and I'm like, I'll watch you.
Yeah, useless utility belt.
Okay. SBD says, I miss the shows where Andy and Ryan traded shirts. She could rock Slow Down Scarlet.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a band.
I figured.
It's a band from one of our seasons of Song Stage.
All right, what about me? Do you have accessories for me and my action figure?
Do you know who Jordy LaForge is?
Yeah.
You would have the eye band.
Reading Rainbow.
Yes, but not that version. You would have the eye band.
Sure, like a headband.
Like a headband, but it would allow you to see 360 degrees.
Okay, why?
Because you would be hyper aware.
Unlike now. That's good.
Yeah, I know that would be something you would like. You would just like to know like everything that's going on. So I think that would be good.
I don't think I would like that.
No?
I don't need to know more. I don't need to know what I know.
Like right now, you'd be like, oh, wow, there's a chain on the blind behind
That's
you.
That's brand new information.
Look at that. It's incredible.
I only use that twice a day.
Yeah. you'd always know it was there.
Okay. That's one.
That's one. Mm-hmm. The second one, a huge gun.
Check.
And you could fire it at any time. And I'm talking about a big one, like one that you rip off of a tank and you go, man, how could she even carry that?
I'm not going to rip it off a tank. I'm going to rip it off of Brad.
Yeah, because you can see him coming from behind.
He won't even know.
Yeah. Here you go.
All right.
My turn, huh? So I think Annie would have a volleyball that she could use, like she would spike it, but it would hit whatever she was aiming for and then return. So she could use that as her weapon.
It's like my Captain America shield.
Yes,
it's just a volleyball.
But it's a volleyball. And I think the other thing that Annie would have is a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
But the whistle would allow her to freeze time. So she blows the whistle and time freezes.
And then I can take naps.
Mm-hmm.
And hit people with my volleyball.
And they'd wake up and be like, what the heck? Did I get hit with a volleyball? Yeah.
They freeze and they come back, their face is all bruised.
Uh-huh. So Annie, the only problem with freezing time, I just got to warn you, if that's going to be your accessory, is that yes, it's great for a while. You nap, you age real fast. Because everybody else is frozen.
I feel like I'm aging fast anyway.
Everybody else is frozen and then you're sleeping away.
Shush. I looked up, I was putting moisturizer on my neck. And is it décolleté? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Yes.
Décolleté.
You know, you have one too.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if that's how you say it. I bet you don't take care of yours. But anyway.
I think you're right.
I realized that I have a little bit of crepey skin under my neck. Like, I have to... Don't even comment. Don't even look. Turn around. But there is just some sign of aging, like right under my neck, which is what happens. I'm 40. I'm struggling with it. Your wife and I are like the same age. Does she worry about aging at all?
Probably, but she does not bring those concerns to me a whole lot.
Why not?
Because I don't know that I'm the person who helps her with
that.
If
she says, Ryan, look at my neck right here. It's starting to look crepey. You say what?
I said, crepey? More like you're crazy. Because you're so glowing.
No, don't say glowing.
Oh, I can't say that?
No.
You look creepy.
You look great, dear.
Well, why don't we put some Nutella on it? This is why she doesn't bring these things to me.
Fair. Last question that I have for you guys is, what's a major adjustment you've made as an adult that goes completely counter to what your, like, nature is? You've nurtured yourself, like, you, there's something about yourself that you know is the case. It's the natural state of Ryan or Brad. And you have learned over the course of time, this is who I am. I need to do better at this. So you have to actively do something else. Is there something off the top of your head you think?
Yeah, it is entirely due real estate stuff, because I can't, I'm so bad. I'm not handy at all, but I've had to be just enough to get by with house stuff that I can't just call somebody for everything. So I've had to make myself able to do even just bare basic stuff.
I don't mean like that's, I mean, maybe your self-awareness, but I'm talking about like interpersonal interactions or like personality traits that you have. Did you used to try to do stuff on your own and fail, or did you just not try?
What do you mean by stuff?
Whatever you were talking about with real estate.
Oh, yeah. No, I just wouldn't even try, because I knew, well, if I did, I was so bad at it that it would be like, yep, let's set that down for a couple of years and come back to that later. As far as like, you're talking about social situations more though.
Yeah. Do you have anything, Brad, off the top of your head?
Yeah. Well, initially I was thinking waking up early. That is something that I've had to force myself to do, train myself to do. And even today, if I don't force myself to get up early, I would sleep until 10 o'clock in the morning. I am a night person by nature. But interpersonally, it's aggravation and frustration. I've worked really hard to get better at hiding my aggravation and frustration with people. And it doesn't always work, but I do my best to keep things low-key, because sometimes I realize that I'm not rationally angry about something.
Well, that's like the key. I don't think that hiding, if you have an emotion that is valid, you can have that emotion. But I think what you're, probably the sweet spot there is you being able to decide, I'm feeling a certain type of way irrationally.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Mine is, I will, especially here, try to, like, if I'm here for a while, I will try, I just, like, walk around, try to smile. I try to be smiling. And I mean it. I really intentionally mean the smile, because I am actively thinking, keep smiling, keep smiling. I don't know that it's RBF that I have specifically, but I'm just so direct with everything that I do. And in the time constraints that you do radio, that you have to be quick and direct with things. I just smile more, but it's intentional, and it's not a lie, but it's kind of a lie.
That's good to hear, because I always hear people go, man, she seems so happy. She's always walking around smiling, and it just seems so natural.
You don't ever hear anybody say that.
Well, okay, I've never
well,
heard
do,
anybody
but it's not about
say
me.
That about you or anything close to that, but I do see it. You know, I see that you're making a real effort there. And
here's the other place where I smile.
Oh, please.
And this is a total lie when I'm driving.
What?
When you smile, your brain is happier. I promise you. Like, not, I'm not like, I'm not like the Joker, like, but when I'm driving, if I have myself just like even think a little bit of a smile or whatever, it changes. I make myself do it for long enough that it actually changes my mood.
Wow.
I recommend it. Fake it till you make it, or just keep faking it, which is also doable.
Okay. Well, I am looking forward to passing you at some point and being like, whoa, that lady's insane. Oh, that's Annie.
Yeah. She looks real happy to be here. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Doing a little extended Ask Us Anything here, and we were talking about, if we were action figures, what would our accessories be? And you said that Brad's would be, Ryan, what?
A copter hat,
mm-hmm,
that would allow him to fly like Inspector Gadget, and a huge gun. And that he would be tough with those two things. Although I guess you could fire back at him.
Does it need to be a huge gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the Joker's gun from the original Batman movie?
I was thinking more Men in Black, Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
fine. The
noisy
cricket.
I'm picturing one you ripped off of a tank with your bare hands. Like, it's enormous, and you should not be able to carry it, but somehow you do.
How about Ryan's accessories? I'm wondering what your action would be.
Yeah. So,
how about some, like, jelly bean bullets? You could just, like, laser beam jelly beans at people. It's got to be, like, some
sort
of
hurt people,
candy assault. Sweet and spicy.
It's sweet because it's jelly beans.
I mean, your special skill has to be making people disappear by making them uncomfortable. So a robe and jelly beans. And a big
shady van. Is walking up to strangers on the street, maybe hanging outside of a nightclub. walking up to them with my hands on my robe and saying, hey, do you guys want to see my jelly bean gun?
No, I didn't say you had a gun. And then, there's no gun.
Well, somehow they're firing somehow. How are these things firing?
Have you ever fired a gun before?
Have you ever fired a jelly bean gun before?
That's a no. Yours is a no.
I just want to know the logistics of getting the jelly beans.
That's a hard no.
Somewhere fast. Like, am I just throwing them at people?
Yeah.
So pristine. I'm walking up to people in a robe, telling them if they don't disappear quickly, I'm going to throw my jelly beans at them.
You got a better idea?
I don't really know what I've accomplished.
But it's like Jelly Bellies, where they taste like all kinds of things. Like, some of them taste like strawberries, some of them taste like boogers.
So my ultimate goal, though, is to make people go away.
Yeah. Dude, okay. That could be helpful.
Okay. All
you
right.
Got a better idea?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a better idea. But I think Ryan would have, like, Batman's utility belt, except his would be a fanny pack, and it would just have whatever he needed at that moment, at that time.
Like a Tootles?
Yeah, and he'd just unzip it and just...
The pouch?
Whatever
he
needs.
So I'm picturing more like a carrot top bag, where he's got all these crazy accessories.
Maybe.
Like, he's pulling out an arrow that you put on your head, and you're like, hey!
Yeah, everything that you need at that time, and then the other thing that you
I think what you pull out is the opposite of what you need.
Okay.
It's like, what? The other thing that I think Ryan's character would have, or his action figure would have, isn't necessarily an accessory, but it's like one of those built-in, like, karate chop action types of things, except when you press the button on Ryan, he would do a goofy dance.
There you go. And make people go away.
So my pouch, so it has lots of stuff in it, but never anything that's useful in the moment. So, like, if somebody's putting up a tent, they're like, oh, man, I wish I would have brought my tent stakes. I'm like, oh, let me reach in here. Yeah. And I pull out a cigarette, and I'm like, I'll watch you.
Yeah, useless utility belt.
Okay. SPD says, I miss the shows where Andy and Ryan traded shirts. She could rock Slow Down Scarlet.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a band.
I figured.
It's a band from one of our seasons of Song Stage.
All right, what about me? Do you have accessories for me and my action figure?
Do you know who Jordy LaForge is?
Yeah.
You would have the eye band.
Reading Rainbow.
Yes, but not that version. You would have the eye band.
Sure, like a headband.
Like a headband, mm-hmm. But it would allow you to see 360 degrees.
Okay, why?
Because you would be hyper aware.
Unlike now. That's good.
Yeah, I know that would be something you would like. You would just like to know, like, everything that's going on. So I think that would be good.
I don't think I would like that.
No?
I don't need to know more. I don't need to know what I know.
Like, right now, you'd be like, oh, wow, there's a chain on the blind behind
That's
you.
That's brand new information.
Look at that. It's incredible.
I only use that twice a day.
Yeah. But you'd always know it was there.
Okay. That's one.
That's one. Mm-hmm. The second one, a huge gun.
Check.
And you could fire it at any time. And I'm talking about a big one, like one that you'd rip off of a tank and mm-hmm. you'd go, man, how could she even carry that?
I'm not going to rip it off a tank. I'm going to rip it off of Brad.
Yeah, because you can see him coming from behind.
He won't even know.
Here you go.
All right.
All right. You
my turn, huh? So I think Annie would have a volleyball that she could use, like, she would spike it, but it would hit whatever she was aiming for and then return. So she could use that as her weapon.
It's like my Captain America shield.
Yes,
it's just
but it's a volleyball. And I think the other thing that Annie would have is a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
But the whistle would allow her to freeze time. So she blows the whistle and time freezes.
Oh, and then I can take naps.
Mm-hmm.
And hit people with my volleyball.
And they'd wake up and be like, what the heck? Did I get hit with a volleyball? Yeah.
They freeze and they come back, their faces all bruised.
Uh-huh. So... So Annie, the only problem with freezing time, I just got to warn you, if that's going to be your accessory, is that yes, it's great for a while. You nap, you age real fast. Because everybody else is frozen.
I feel like I'm aging fast anyway.
Everybody else is frozen and then you're sleeping away.
Shush. I looked up. I was putting moisturizer on my neck. And is it décolleté? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Yes.
Décolleté.
You know, you have one too.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if that's how you say it. I bet you don't take care of yours. But anyway.
I think you're right.
I realized that I have a little bit of creepy skin under my neck. Like, I have to... Don't even comment. Don't even look. Turn around. But there is just some sign of aging, like, right under my neck, which is what happens. I'm 40. I'm struggling with it. Your wife and I are, like, the same age. Does she worry about aging at all?
Probably. But she does not bring those concerns to me a whole lot.
Why not?
Because I don't know that I'm the person who helps her with
that. If she says, Ryan, look at my neck right here. It's starting to look creepy. You say what?
I said, creepy? More like you're crazy because you're so glowing.
No, don't say glowing.
Oh, I can't say that?
No. You look
creepy.
You look great, dear.
Well, why don't we put some Nutella on it? This is why she doesn't bring these things to me.
Fair. Last question that I have for you guys is, what's a major adjustment you've made as an adult that goes completely counter to what your, like, nature is? You've nurtured yourself. Like, you, there's something about yourself that you know is the case. It's the natural state of Ryan or Brad. And you have learned over the course of time, this is who I am. I need to do better at this, so you have to actively do something else. Is there something off the top of your head you think?
Yeah, it is entirely due to real estate stuff, because I can't, I'm so bad, I'm not handy at all. But I've had to be just enough to get by with house stuff that I can't just call somebody for everything. So I've had to make myself able to do even just bare basic stuff.
I don't mean like that's, I mean maybe your self-awareness, but I'm talking about like interpersonal interactions or like personality traits that you have. Did you used to try to do stuff on your own and fail, or did you just not try?
What do you mean by stuff?
Whatever you were talking about with real estate.
Oh yeah, no, I just wouldn't even try, because I knew, well, if I did, I was so bad at it that it would be like, yep, gonna let's set that down for a couple years and come back to that later. As far as like, you're talking about social situations more though.
Yeah. Do you have anything, Brad, off the top of your head?
Yeah, well, initially I was thinking waking up early. That is something that I've had to force myself to do, train myself to do. And even today, if I don't force myself to get up early, I would sleep until 10 o'clock in the morning. I am a night person by nature. But interpersonally, it's aggravation and frustration. I've worked really hard to get better at hiding my aggravation and frustration with people, and it doesn't always work, but I do my best to keep things low-key, because sometimes I realize that I'm not rationally angry about something.
Well, that's like the key. I don't think that hiding, if you have an emotion that is valid, you can have that emotion. But I think what you're probably the sweet spot there is you being able to decide, I'm feeling a certain type of way irrationally.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Mine is, I will, especially here, try to, like, if I'm here for a while, I will try, I just like walk around, try to smile. I try to be smiling. And I mean it. I really intentionally mean the smile, because I am actively thinking, keep smiling, keep smiling. I don't know that it's RBF that I have specifically, but I'm just so direct with everything that I do. And in the time constraints that you do radio, that you have to be quick and direct with things. I just smile more, but it's intentional. And it's not a lie, but it's kind of a lie.
That's good to hear, because I always hear people go, man, she seems so happy. She's always walking around smiling, and it just seems so natural.
You don't ever hear anybody say that.
Well, okay, I've never
well,
heard
do,
anybody
but it's not about
say
me.
That about you or anything close to that. But I do see it. You know, I see that you're making a real effort there. And I
here's the other place where I smile.
Oh, please.
And this is a total lie when I'm driving.
What?
When you smile, your brain is happier. I promise you. Like, not, I'm not like the Joker, like, hey! But when I'm driving, if I have myself just like even think a little bit of a smile or whatever, it changes. I make myself do it for long enough that it actually changes my mood.
Wow.
I recommend it. Fake it till you make it, or just keep faking it, which is also doable.
Okay. Well, I am looking forward to passing you at some point and being like, whoa, that lady's insane. Oh, that's Annie.
Yeah. She looks real happy to be here. We'll be right back. Don't go away.